Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports Radio News Update. College Hoops Frenzy today and tonight. We got some conference tournament finals just in. ACC tournament number two, Virginia smoking NC State 76-56. The final. Big Ten action. Ohio State Buckeyes get past Indiana. A good one, 79-75. In the SEC, Florida beat Arkansas 66-50. The MAC, Buffalo taking care of business, smoking Akron 82-46. The final there. Big East action. Number 25, Villanova taking out Providence 73-60. A-10, Rhode Island hammering LaSalle 76-57. In the American, UConn beating South Florida 80-73. Big 12 action, Iowa State Cyclones over Baylor 83-66. We got lots of games on the go as well. Xavier was leading big. Now it's 45-43 in the second half. There's Xavier over Creighton. So hopefully Xavier can hang on for you there. I'm cheering for you, but the Blue Jays on a little bit of a run. TCU up on Kansas 34-32 at the half. Halftime, USC and Washington. Huskies leading 43-38. Good one here in the ACC. Low scoring, though. Seminoles up on Virginia Tech 26-24 at halftime. And a little mini upset brewing, but it's only halftime. Boise State up on 14 seed Nevada. The score 34-29 at the break. Major League Baseball will introduce several changes for 2019 and 2020. Several changes are going to go into effect in 2019, including the elimination of the August waiver trade period, making July 31st the only trade deadline. All-star election, where the fans will vote the top three at each position in each league to determine starters for the Midsummer Classic. That's going to be implemented as well. The Home Run Derby winner now gets a cool $1 million. There's also going to be less time between innings breaks, and mound visits will drop from 6 to 5 per game. In 2020, roster sizes increasing from 25 to 26. The 40-man active roster limit in September will be eliminated. The 3-batter minimum for pitchers will go into place, and the minimum time a player spends on the injured list moves from 10 to 15 days. Opening round of the players in full swing at TPC Sawgrass. England's Tommy Fleetwood, where were you last weekend? Opens up with a 7-under in the clubhouse. He shot a smooth 30 on the back nine. Ben on, one stroke back. We have a six-pack in the NBA tonight. Oklahoma City at Indiana. The Pacers are a small one-point favorite. 218 is your total. Cleveland at Orlando. The Magic laying 8.5. 211.5 is the over-under there. Sacramento at Boston. The Boston Celtics, 7.5-point favorites, 227. L.A. Lakers head to Toronto. Raptors, -9. 232.5 is your over-under. Minnesota at Utah. The Jazz laying 8. 222 is your total. And Dallas at Denver. The Nuggets, 11.5-point favorites, 221. Duke star Zion Williamson has been cleared to play in tonight's ACC tournament opener versus Syracuse. He's missed over 3 weeks with that grade 1 knee sprain. This game tips off at 9 o'clock. Duke laying 11.5 this game. The Naismith Trophy semifinalists averaging 22.4 points, 9.2 rebounds, and 2.3 assists in 25 games this year for the Blue Devils. In the NFL, a little quieter today, but still a few big moves. This one just in. The Bears, they've added safety Ha-Ha Clinton Dix to a one-year deal. Dix will replace Adrian Amos, who signed on with the Green Bay Packers. The Seattle Seahawks have re-signed talented linebacker K.J. Wright to a two-year, $15 million extension. He spent all 8 seasons with the Seahawks. He's also Seattle bringing back all 3 linebackers from last year, signing Michael Hendricks on Wednesday. And the Jets, the signing of Le'Veon Bell made their other running back expendable. Isaiah Crowell, he got released from the team today. He rushed for 675 yards and 6 touchdowns last year. 10 games in the National Hockey League tonight. A very, very, very busy night there. College basketball all over the board. We'll keep you updated all afternoon on Red Heat and Rage with the host, Gabe Morenci. I'm Cam Stewart. The Daily Roto guys drop by to break down the NBA, and we'll talk to Whale Capper, everything NFL, NBA, and NCAA. So stick around, everybody. We got everything. This is Red Heat and Rage Radio.
Game time decisions.
Back to live action, fellas. Game time decisions. Red Heat Rage Radio has begun. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabe Morenci. Throwing it down midtown Manhattan in the bunker in the pit. Kicking it next to our boy Yang. So we got to be nicer to him right now since we're actually sitting next to him.
Yeah. Hello, friend.
Hello. Great job, Yang.
Hey buddy. Want to go to Al's for a sandwich?
Yang, how you doing, Rancy?
See, Yang crushed some soup and crackers before the show started.
That's exactly what I had today, Marantzi. I had chicken noodle soup and crackers.
Really?
Yeah, you got to love it, too. A poor man's dinner, but I'll tell you, it's kind of like what you say about Kraft dinner. When you don't need to buy it, it's delicious, but I kind of need to buy it, but it still was delicious. Can't knock a chicken soup with crackers.
No. You can't. Chicken soup and crackers hits the spot at any time. I'm actually having a Corona.
Oh, nice. Trading places.
Yeah.
Usually I'm the one having a Corona.
Carl asked me if I had any scotch. I'm like, no, I don't have any scotch, man.
Scotch?
It's a little early to start drinking scotch.
What, scotch at 4:05 Eastern? What time's that game at? 7?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you'll be in orbit if you open up the scotch.
Yeah, plus there's a doubleheader up there, too. Right? So that's two games. So that's a lot of potential drinking, Cam, through the span of two games. It's one thing not to get cut off after one game, but to go through two games, that's, you know, that could be a problem, actually. But it is Thursday night. We've got a morning show to do. We tweeted out the poll question today, actually, and I think I know what your response is. I'll check in. I'm sure we're getting a lot of votes. We had a ton of responses from this. Anytime you talk about beer, pizza, women, or NFL football, people respond.
Beer, NFL football.
No, it's true. Like you can any NFL poll question, you'll get feedback. You're gonna get feedback. All right. Attention, legal sports books using Barstool to promote them. Maybe ask them not to joke about killing players. After Noah makes a late unnecessary basket, push the total over 131, Dave Portnoy at Barstool screams on live stream, "I want that guy dead. I want that guy dead." As I see on Twitter, it's hard for me to call him out. Like, in fact,
I don't know, Marantzi.
I've heard Mike Cardano.
I've
never said I want the kid
for like 20 years. Exactly. And you're actually very soft
said,
on the college kids
in
comparison to the pros.
You notice I ripped the coaches.
You do.
But I did once say after a college game that I hope their bus crashes. That was pretty bad. Yeah.
As a judge, I got to draw the line there. If you're
but
going not, up
yeah,
to do
yeah,
that.
But I didn't mean like fatal. Just you know what I mean.
No.
So well, listen. You're the one that said last week before the night. I don't know if people know this.
Yeah. Tell
the
them.
Night Duke played North Carolina, we were talking about basketball futures, and Cam's talking about how he's got Virginia, and how he's betting on North Carolina tonight. And then he says, like in an ominous voice, he's like, "I need something bad to happen to Duke."
But I said not to, yeah. But and, that, see, I,
and then he did. Zion Williams has never played since.
See, but
and then
am
you
I
even said after, I don't, you know, you knew what I mean, right? I was like, yeah, you're like, I don't mean like, you know, we've all said like sort of things after.
We
so,
have.
The thing is, this Portnoy guy that runs Barstool has enough money to get this kid whacked. that's
excellent the, point.
He's like Conor McGregor, this guy Barstool, though. Like, he pushes it. He's like, you know, he's like, I can do whatever I want. I have money. I got lawyers. I'm protected. I'm freaking rich. But eventually, he's going to – the lawsuits will add up. Like, you see the copyright stuff already. They're backtracking on it. But, yeah, I can't. I'm not going to call the guy out.
Marquette. I never said I wanted someone specifically hurt either. I said something bad. Kind of ominous. Bad.
Well, something bad. What does that mean?
Ankle twist. That's what it meant.
I've said I hope Andy Dalton gets an STD before.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I need Xavier to win, man. That was a bad bet taking Providence. You know, it was sort of seemed like a good idea to time camp to Providence. Like, man, Providence play well. I'm getting 6.5 points, but I don't like messing with Villanova, dude. You know, messing with Villanova is like betting against the Boston Red Sox or something. Like, you're going to end up getting burnt. It's like having sex with a Kardashian. You're going to end up getting burnt. I believe we've lost Cam. Yank tells me we have Will Capper, and Cam, now Cam is gone. And to be honest, it doesn't sound like Will Capper's there either.
Hey, Gabe, how are you doing?
I can hear you guys.
Oh, there.
Yeah, there.
Am I back?
Cam likes Boise State. He regrets not taking that.
Yeah, that. Thanks, Will Capper. I appreciate that. Boise State. Go Broncos. Early, though.
All right. Whale Capper joins us. Good to talk to you, Whale Capper.
What's happening, man?
I'm just sweating out the Xavier game right now. We're actually across the street from Madison Square Garden. And we're doing the show. We're doing the show in like the production booth right now because I'm going to the game at 7 o'clock Eastern time. St. John's takes on Marquette. Some Big East action. And following that is Georgetown and Seton Hall. And I like the fact it's Patrick Ewing's first game as head coach of the Georgetown Hoyas at Madison Square Garden in a Big East tournament. You know what I mean? Sort of some nostalgia there.
Nice.
Yeah, some nostalgia for old school Nick fans and basketball fans. Just like, come on, man. You got Chris Mullen coaching tonight. You got Patrick Ewing, Madison Square Garden. And, we got the local ticket team. So we're going to see St. John's tonight. And then following that, well, depending on how my bet goes, Will Capper, because, I'm kind of old, bitter, and jaded. And I have a hard time lasting an entire game at the best of times. So I'm not so sure. Like, it's one of these night sessions. Like, we have both games, right? So.
Yeah.
I don't really want to stand around for 30 minutes in between games, to be honest. So I'll see how it goes. I'm more into this St. John's Marquette game anyways, to be honest.
Hey, do they sell beers at the Big East tournament still?
Well, I hate to say this, but I wouldn't be going if they didn't. Dude, as if I'm sitting there with a bunch of douchebag college kids for 6 hours.
Sir, can I get four Crystal Lights? No problem.
Dude, that's the one thing about college sports. And hey, we love you, Will Capper, and you went to Duke, and you're saying you hate them too. It's like, it's the problem with going to college sports: the kids, the fans. Not even just the kids, like the alumni. And I'm a Michigan fan. I loathe them. Like, I hate Michigan fans. Like, and I'm a diehard Michigan fan. And even in our hotel studio here, Marquette is staying here. And there's a bar. We're right across from MSG. And there's like a rooftop patio. It's voted like, the best rooftop patio in the city and stuff. So it's packed with like Villanova snots and stuff like that. And just even being on the elevator right now with them. It's like, oh, God. It's like, really, just shut up. You know what I mean? Oh, we kicked their ass today. You won by 9, all right? 6.5-point favorites. You didn't kick anyone's ass. I kept my mouth shut, but I'm just like, me and Cam were talking about it too. You watch college sports on TV, you're like, great atmosphere, man, the band. When you're there in real life, it's like, man, I wish this band would shut the hell up, man. Dong. They're playing the same. Oklahoma has like one. Yeah. Remember, Cam, they play the same song. Like, they don't deviate. It's like Jim Ross over and over and over, like USC. Dan, 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 dan. It's like, guys, man, like, do you have anything else in your repertoire?
New repertoire.
And, of course, now Creighton just ties the damn game right now.
Oh, 50-50. Hey, I've always heard that, these college basketball conference tournaments, they have to scramble so hard to get outright futures up, but that's a really exploitable market. Did you take anything in the futures market for the Big East?
No, I wanted to, and I was, I wanted to take Arizona State in a Pac-12 at plus 440. I don't like, even money for this, but I don't see anyone in your neck of the woods, actually. UC Irvine, I mean, they're a damn good team. I think UC Irvine's worth a cover, actually, in the first game, because they're probably going to be, a 12, 13 seed, Will Capper, and talk to me about that. And those were the futures I liked. I liked UC Irvine, even money. I thought Arizona State, but you're right. They posted them kind of late. I didn't get up to the book in time, so I didn't play any of these futures. I did get a piece of North Carolina to win the NCAA tournament at plus 1,400, though.
Good number.
Nice.
Yeah, this week at the FanDuel book at the brick and mortar at the place. But, I don't know how much Big West ball you watch, but I know it's in your neck of the woods with Long Beach. So I know you're familiar with Cal Irvine, but they beat St. Mary's earlier in the year. They beat Texas A&M, and they're just massacring teams in the Big West this year.
I'm sitting on the UC Irvine campus right now. My office is here, and
there we go.
The buzz is real, man. The buzz is real. People are buzzing about the Anteaters. It's for real, man. They've had a legit program for a couple of years, and it would be cool to see them make some noise in the tournament. They're not necessarily in the class of a lot of the, they're probably going to get matched up in like a 12-5 matchup, like you said. And they'll, maybe they'll get an upset in the first round. But, I think just getting there and having that experience will be pretty cool for the kids.
Well, I'm looking for a cover. Can they get there and cover? That's why I like what I said that too. Because I hate.
The rest of their division's terrible.
I hate being that guy. And this is one thing, Cam and Will Capper, that drives me crazy. You're going to hear now. After every damn shot that a kid makes or a team wins a game in one of these, watch out for them in a tournament. They're going to be able to do a lot of damage. Watch out. It's like, yeah. No, they're going to get bounced in the first. Watch out in the tournament for these guys. And the other one, it drives me crazy. It's the big college thing, too. Every freaking coach has done a great job with the program. Done a great job. He's done a great job with the program, Chuck, this year under tough trio. It's like, no, he didn't do a great job. That's why they're on the bubble and they're 18-12. You know what I mean? It's like the coaches always, they're doing a great job. College football is the best. But that's how announcers stay on TV. You got to suck up to the coaches. So
that's a good point.
Yeah, and you throw the players under the bus because they're interchangeable. So the coach is going to be around. So.
Well, let's put the coaches on a little bit of a hot seat. Let's start with Archie Miller in Indiana. This team desperately needed to make the tournament this year, and they lose to Ohio State. They have got to be out, right?
You would figure so, but there seems to be such a thin window for the bubble this year. Or I should say, there's not a long lineup.
I don't think Texas
is like 16-15, and all they're on the bubble.
They're not on the bubble.
Texas aren't. But no, I agree with you. Indiana's out now by losing.
They're 17-15. They're ninth in the Big Ten. There's no way.
They're out.
No way they're in.
They're out.
Yeah, they're out.
What about our St. John's?
Yeah.
Are St. John's comfortably in your opinion, Will Capper?
Ooh, well,
see, they're 9-10 in Big East play. They're one game under 500, right?
They got to win tonight for sure.
Yeah, it's almost.
They're going. And Marquette's been swooning. St. John's in New York against a team that's slumping a little bit. If they get a win against the Marquette, who I think people probably would say, that they're a legit team. That might be all that they need.
I think they're all needed.
Oh, St. John's or Marquette?
Marquette.
Or, the Big East in general.
Yeah, well, St. John's are flakes, right? St. John's are,
They're
a typical New York team. They play like a New York street ball team, kind of. Like, they really do a representation of the city, I think. But Marquette, I always thought, were a little bit overrated. Like you said, the Big East is fun to watch, but, when they match up against other teams moving forward, it could be a problem. Nova have that pedigree, as we saw today, but what do you make of it? Like you stated, that's the narrative here. St. John's, Thursday night, somewhat of a must-win, at least an important game. National television on a Thursday night in a Big East tournament. It's a big game tonight. How the hell do I pull the trigger? Guys, I'm going to the game, so.
Yeah.
I got to take St. John's.
Here's the only problem, and it doesn't really matter if St. John's wins or loses, because the tournament committee needs that New York audience to tune into the tournament.
Yeah, you're right.
Syracuse has gotten in when they were not worthy a bunch of times in the last handful of years. They got to get those New York viewers.
At worst, I think St. John's, they lose tonight, they would end up in Dayton. I don't even think that's going to happen. I think they might be a 10 seed or something like that, though. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Will Capper.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network continues. One of the Daily Roto guys will join us. Always a mystery. That's in the 6 o'clock hour. Big Man on Campus will join us some college basketball picks a little bit later on. I don't know. They sent me a thing where it's like the Daily Roto, where I'm going to see the Daily Roto schedule. So I'll know which guy's coming on all the time in advance. I can check check their schedule, their work log. Yet I tried to log in. I don't have access to it.
No. I think I'm blocked.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got it. You
saw that Gabe and Cam in there.
No, I saw it. And then it said, you must ask for access. I asked for access. They never gave it to us. So at this point, it's like mystery guest, whatever. At 6 o'clock, I don't know, it'll be Ricky Sanders or Drew Dinkmeyer. Or Michael Leone every once in a while.
Yeah, Leone curveball. That's true.
They throw. The best is Leone. Then, well, when he's coming on, he'll actually ask, what are we talking about?
So, right.
You're with Daily Roto. It's like a
but
DFS segment. Yeah, yeah. We're not talking curling. Speaking of which, yeah, I want to get
I got curling picks.
Yeah, you do. Perfect. You had a Breyer. I want to get that three and a half rock teaser. You're going to love this story, Will Capper. So, Journey Olympics and.
This is the best.
Start betting curling, all right? So me and Cam are talking about curling, and like, man, Sweden's minus 6.5 rocks against the USA. And I'm like, I kind of like the U.S., but I'd like another couple of rocks. And I said, is there curling teasers? Think about it. Like, I wanted to add, so I was asking for a curling teaser. I was like, I wanted to bump it up to, like, you know, 9.5 rocks. And Cam tells me,
sure.
He goes,
yeah,
Gabe.
Yeah. Buy me a couple stones. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, stones. Yeah. And Cam's like, Gabe, you can't buy 3 rocks. He's like, a teaser would be like half a rock or like 1 rock.
That's like a 35-point teaser. 3 rocks. That's a lot of rocks.
Yeah, I want a 3. I want, you know, it reminded me, well, Cap, I walked into a casino. It was actually the Superbook too, in Vegas. I walked in and I asked if I could tease a CFL game and a college game. You would have thought that I asked the guy to donate his kidney to me.
That's actually a legitimate question.
No, it really
That's
was.
A good question.
I said because I was like, "Can I tease the Winnipeg Blue Bombers with the Iowa Hawkeyes?" And he's like, "No." And I was like, "Why not?"
Me?
I was like, "Why not?" He goes, "Because you just can't." I said, they're both on the board. They're both football games. Like, what's the, you know, like online you can. Online you can. Screw you, Vegas.
Wow. Xavier's running away now, Gabe. They're starting on a little run. 60-53 now. Good
Ooh,
news for you.
Good, good, good. I need
good,
it.
Good, good. Yeah, it got close for a while.
Only because my count's at state camp going to the arena tonight. You know,
trust
what I'm
me,
I'm, you know the drill.
As the inputter, I'm quite aware of what's going on.
Yeah,
I don't want I know you'll be surlier if they don't win this bet. I feel better for me and Yang if Xavier covers. We'll have a smoother show.
I even heard you on the update.
Do you need a
when it started? You're like, and I hope Gabe wins the Xavier bet.
Do you need the Musketeers on the money line with the upset, or do you?
No,
you
got the points.
What do I got? 2.5.
Oh, you're good. You're good. It's over.
Yeah, hey,
whoa.
We're not talking about earthquakes here. You, anything can happen.
You son of a bitch.
220 left.
You son of a bitch, Will Capper. It's over. That's what I said when the Panthers were 6-2 this year.
Yeah. Don't do it today, Will Capper.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. We did have that conversation.
See, Creighton just hit a 3, Will Capper. You better take it back.
Oh, boy. All right, I take it back. Yeah, this is all. As long as this ends in regulation, you're good. Yeah. If this goes over time, then prayers.
For the record, yeah, we've taken care of half the Whale Capper. Normally, I'd do it quicker, but I got processing issues due to my banking situation. So it's whenever I get money in PayPal,
yeah,
I fire it up. So we've gone through half of it, just for the record. So sort of next year, if somebody brings it up, hey, Demarensi, pay. You say, yeah. He took a while, but he paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's all goodwill here.
And Whale Capper's a class act, Cam. But and so am I. You're going to like both our stories here. I said to Whale Capper, I said, listen, and it's true. Just because I'm in New York, there's no RBC here. Cam knows that, like, I'll have paper money, but I don't have access to online.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, so I have a lot of little, like, mini banking issues. And once a month or whatever, I get PayPal from Patreon, I get stuff. So I told Whale Capper, I didn't forget you, buddy. I'm on top of it. I just, you know, I'm going to send you PayPal. And he said, listen, if you want, we'll just roll it over next year, you know, in the NFL or whatnot. He offered the rollover. And, Cam, listen, I had to be man enough. If I'm going to run my mouth and be a big shot on the stage in Vegas and thousands of hits on YouTube, you can't do the rollover.
No, you got to pay.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't do the rollover.
Like, you're like me, Moretzi. Don't be embarrassed. I just bought a car for $2,000. I'm working on 20 installments of $200. They're not really, you know what I mean? It's just like this. Sometimes we just can't get all the bread all at once.
That's
buddy.
$4,000,
Ken. Sorry. $20 a hundred.
That's why he went to Fanshawe College and not Duke. You hear him, Will Capper? I bought a car for $2,000. 20 payments of $200 each. I'm like, that's $4,000.
$4,000.
No wonder you're bitching about your mortgage all the time, Cam. You're getting fleeced.
Yeah, I think the bank's robbing me with my math.
So what about the over of this St. John's Marquette game? Let me see what the scores was when they played last time.
Don't look at the scores.
No. It's 61-61, Gabe. 45
oh,
seconds
no.
left. Will Capper, you're the ultimate bush.
Holy
Why
shit.
Why are you
kidding me? They were up by 8 to
it. I just said anything. Come on. Hey, Xavier's got
Don't worry, Gabe. Gabe, I'm gonna mush Will Capper's line. Creighton will win this game by 2. And he'll cover by a half.
You need to post up.
There you go.
This is a nightmare.
There you go.
This is a classic mush job, Capper.
You knew it was going down like this, Morenzi. Out of all the games on the board.
That's why I said, no, it's not over yet. I'm like, no.
It's not over till it's over. It's college basketball. This is March.
Oh, God.
Yep. Don't worry. 61-61. Everything's going to be okay. Just got to grind
it. Yeah.
I lose by 3.
You got the 4 flat?
I lose by 3.
You got the 4 flat?
I'm going to
hold stop. On. I got to check. You got 2.5. Just let the inputter do his thing. I'm going to check this out here. I know I put them in
Tensions
this
Tensions are rising.
They are. Things are getting. See, Whale Capper, I tell you, man. I used to work, and you're a nice guy, too. I like you. Gabe and I used to work with this guy. He'd do it all the time. Oh, it's in a bag and stuff. I honestly hate that more than anything. Like, in like a golf tournament, three-shot lead. I've had guys put two in the water. Like, it's just, to me, until I see final and it's like up there, I don't react. I'm old school that way. I've been burned too many times.
Well. Yep. I'm out of college basketball shape. I forgot how crazy these endings are. These kids definitely, you know,
it's not like the NBA.
Get them big time. Yeah. NBA 7-point leads is awful tough to give up in the last couple minutes.
Yeah, you're like, guys, game's done. All right. So, what are you looking at tonight, Will Capper? College? Are you sort of watching the college conference stuff in preparation for the dance, or what's your attack for tonight?
I got to keep my laser focus on NBA right now. Like, things are going so good. Since the All-Star break, I'm just running so well. Like, I can't get distracted by college. I even had to kind of give up tennis even though I love betting the Indian Wells tournament. Like, I got to focus on NBA right now because it is cracking. And tonight I see a couple of good edges. I love the Pacers hosting the Thunder.
Sorry.
Yep.
63-61, Xavier.
No worries.
Should have taken the money line. Never in doubt.
Never in doubt.
I just threw you under the bus on Twitter, too. You'll see the tweet, Capper. I'm like, holy crap.
That's all good. All
Will
good
Capper's
fun.
Mushing my Xavier bet. All right. So you're – I like your focus.
It was all good.
And, you know, Will Capper, it's a great point that you raise, actually. How many times have we done this, Cam? And, you know, and it's like all week sometimes I'll be crushing the NBA, crushing college basketball, NFL Sunday. I don't even look at the board. I lose $3,000. You know what I mean? It's like, well, I changed my focus. That's why you're a pro capper. You're killing NBA. You're not distracted like me and Cam. Me and Cam are like mice.
Believe me, man.
They put a little peanut butter on a stick or cheese, right? Oh, look at a tournament. Big East. Better go to the game. Oh, better bet it big. Better go. Better bet it.
Yeah. To give you guys some credit, you guys are putting out more hours of content a week than I can fathom. And to do that, you kind of have
to be involved.
You've got to hit the board. You got to hit the board.
Well, yeah, we can't.
And your picks, exactly. And your picks tonight, nothing. Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. That doesn't make for good content.
I hate people like that.
At all.
It's like our boy Rob Pizzola. Right. Hey, Rob, what do you think of the Super Bowl? Super Bowl's for amateurs. I don't play that.
Amateur
hour. Thanks for your time, buddy. I don't play the Sugar Bowl because it's the Sugar Bowl. Yeah, you're a lot of fun on the radio. Like, yeah, exactly. Teddy Covers does that stuff.
Yeah.
Just because it's Monday Night Football, but, you don't have to bet it. It's like, well, that's why you're on TV, and that's why we invited you on. Like, give us a damn prop, Teddy.
Yeah. Seriously. But, yeah, it's a you know, it was lesson learned the hard way for me, for sure. Like, I have a good feel for NBA. I don't have a great feel for college. The turnover year over year is way too much for me to kind of wrap my head around and kind of be kind of in touch with. And I've learned the hard way, you know, a couple years ago when I was doing this, relatively heavily betting. You know, I was like, oh, March Madness is fun. I'll just spray the board here. And then you look up at the end of the month and you're like, what the hell happened in March? And you kind of break down the numbers and you're like, wow, I was betting a same unit size on college basketball, which I had watched maybe a total of 2 hours of all year, as I was on NBA, where I'm, you know, doing, you know, as much detailed analysis and breaking down and following all the injury news and, you know, kind of have my finger on the pulse. And it's like, you just kind of, you know, kind of learn the hard way as a better to kind of pick your strengths, pick your spots, and then you'll do better long run.
All right. We're going to hit, we'll hit the NBA. Well, don't worry. We got a lot of college picks coming up, guys. Big Man's going to join us. Me and Cam will jump into the college board. But we'll see what Whale Capper has in store tonight for the association and what his thoughts are on the massively crazy week in the National Football League. Maybe he wants to bet me the Browns over-under this year.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
If memory serves me correctly, if my ear is right, this is Billy Squire. It is, isn't it? It is.
You might be right.
Remember Billy Squire? He had that song, Stroke Me.
Stroke me! Stroke me!
Stroke!
That's right.
Stroke! Oh. Stroke! stroke me.
Stroke.
I'm surprised the Me Too crowd aren't protesting him. Like,
that's a good point. Yeah,
can't have a song saying, what does that mean? Stroke who? Who's getting stroked? who's getting stroked? Yeah, find that song if you can, Yang. Yang's taking pictures of me here in a pit without me knowing. I'm unaware. All right, so Whale Capper's with us. Before we get to tonight's NBA card, Will Capper, NFL crazy week, man. I'm here in New York and it's Odell stuff, man. Wow, it's that came boom. That's like a bomb, man. Like, Cleveland loaded Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry. They already brought in Kareem Hunt. Exciting offense, confidence. Cleveland Browns now 14-1. Boom, Le'Veon Bell with the New York Jets. All kinds of stuff this week. So let's talk about this. Cleveland Browns, I haven't seen a regular season win total yet. But we talked about it yesterday. And I saw, I might have been bet online, they posted division futures. Cleveland Browns are plus 125, guys. Plus 125. Pittsburgh Steelers are plus 250. Baltimore Ravens plus 260. Cincinnati Bengals plus 800. Are you buying the Cleveland Brown hype? But just for the record, I think that's a stupid bet at plus 125. The Steelers would be the bet there at plus 250 from a gambling perspective. But doesn't mean the Browns can't win games. What's your feeling about this Cleveland Brown team now, Will Capper?
It's complicated, man, because without a doubt, what they've put together on paper is the most competitive roster we've seen from the Cleveland Browns in like 20 years, maybe more. And the addition of Odell Beckham Jr. presumably.
Well, it's their best roster. Yeah, I mean, maybe ever, Will, Kevin. When
ever?
When was there?
Maybe.
What's the best Cleveland Browns team?
It's a great question.
I guess the fumble. Ernest Biner.
The Ernest Biner.
Okay, Jim
years,
Brown.
Sure.
Sorry. Yeah, Jim Brown 60s. Yes.
The Jim Brown era. Yeah, the Jim Brown era for sure, for sure.
But you know what I mean? Last time they were really good, Bernie Kosar, Ozzie Newsome. You know, the Ernest Biner, you know, that team. And of course, I remember when I was a kid there with Brian Sipe. Remember Brian Sipe threw an interception. Sam Rotugliano was the coach. They could have kicked a field goal. They threw a pass for some reason, and it was picked off by the Raiders with all that stick'em. Lester Hayes and Michael Haynes and stuff in the old school. And they call it the mistake by the lake, forever known. But there's been a lot of mistakes by the lakes over the years there, but... So, a lot of listen, dude. On paper, don't they have the best offense in football? On paper,
oh man, it's in the top five. I'll say that for sure. You know, there's still so much uncertainty about Baker Mayfield. Is he going to take a second year step forward, or is he going to have any kind of regression? I know that you know you got a brand new coach. Guys never been. A head coach of professional football before, but he's got a great scheme.
Oh, and he's got some egos to deal with now, Will Camper.
Yeah.
Man, you got some egos. You got Kareem Hunt. You got Baker Mayfield. You got Odell Beckham. That's a full-time job just babysitting everybody and making sure everyone's happy.
That's a great point. A lot of personalities. They've made some really, really nice moves. They don't really need much in the draft. They have a very solid team together, so I get why they're favorites to win the AFC North, especially when you consider they finished third. So they got the third easiest schedule in that division. Like, their extra games are against teams that they should be able to put away.
Like
meanwhile,
the
Ravens are going to have to, you know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Ravens are going to have to go up and play an extra game against the Texans and an extra game against the Chiefs. Right? So, like, you know, right away, you look at the Ravens team, they have taken an enormous step backwards, especially on defense. They lost a number of very important players in that locker room. You look at the Steelers team, they're going to be without Antonio Brown. That's going to have an impact on their passing game for sure. All this said, the Steelers look like they did a good job of kind of bringing back the key pieces on their offensive line, which is really the strength of that whole unit. If they can do well in the draft defensively, then the Steelers probably are worth a look at that plus 250 like you mentioned. But it's going to come down to the wire. And if Steelers-Browns is week 17, the second matchup, then I'm going to have to look real closely at where that game is being played, and that could decide the division.
We have breaking news, gentlemen. Gabe, Golden Tate to your New York football Giants. Golden Tate to the Giants, 4 years, $37.5
million. When you said your, I thought the Buffalo Bills.
No, I tricked you.
You got me for a second. I was like, and Golden Tate.
I feel smarter today. Joe cut up some melons and papaya. It's probably the first fruit I've had in my body for a while. I'm getting my brains back.
All right. Now you sound good. Very sharp. Golden Tate to the Giants. Yeah, whatever, dude. I don't care, man. Bring Jerry Rice to the Giants in his prime. Eli Manning blows. What do you want? Like, does it matter?
Oh. Golden Tate runs the same routes that Odell Beckham Jr. runs effectively, only not as good hands and not as dynamic a playmaker with the ball in his hands. So I don't know why in the world you make this move. Dave Gettleman has royally screwed up this this rebuild for the Giants. I thought drafting Saquon Barkley second overall was a disaster. It was a disaster not for the reasons people think. Like,
exactly.
He could literally go on and have exactly the career that Barry Sanders had. Like, he could put up those exact numbers. And guess what?
Yeah, Detroit Barry Sanders never won a damn playoff
game.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's like, a dynamic playmaker like Saquon Barkley, great, you got him. Now guess what? He's going to win you just enough games that keeps you out of the very bottom of the NFL, so you're never going to get your chance to draft a blue-chip replacement player for Eli Manning unless you trade your entire draft away. Trotting Eli out again this year as, you know, some sort of, you know, sign that they think he still has it is wild to me. Like, it's crazy.
Poor, yeah.
They may have some bigger plan that I don't understand. But, you know, for what I can tell you, the Giants were the biggest losers in this free agency so far. And Dave Gettleman really has done quite a poor job with managing that team.
Why? If you're going to pick up a young team, you're like, oh, we can compete while you're rebuilding. Why would you go after a veteran receiver like Golden Tate? The guy's old. Remember, I was watching him in Seattle years ago. Like, this is nuts. Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, we're rebuilding. We're rebuilding, but we signed a 34-year-old wide receiver.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's 34, but I'm guessing he is.
Well, he's on the decline, Gabe.
Yeah, he's not quite the same player. And great point by you, El Capper, and as well as far as – and Saquon Barkley, I liked him. And I'll be honest, when people said that at the time, I was like, man, oh, come on, but this guy's the next Barry Sanders. You don't leave. I was saying the same thing. I was like, man, all these people saying they're dumb for taking him. Like, the guy's a megastar. My only deal was the Giants, year in, year out, draft luxury items. Hey, we have Odell, so let's take Evan Engram. Yeah, Evan Engram is really good. You know what I mean? But it's almost like it's seeing a really hot chick on the street and you're married. It's like, yeah, she's hot. Doesn't mean you cheat on your wife with her because she's hot. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, Engram's really good. You could have got an offensive lineman instead of that other tight end. You didn't need Sterling Shepard. Yeah. You know what I mean? Remember, that's the way the Colts used to draft guys. Hey, let's draft Philip Dorsett. Yeah, we already loaded and throw for 800 yards a game, but let's get another wide receiver, right? No, you need a linebacker. You need a D lineman. You need a fat offensive line. You need a nose tackle. And you're right, so I buy into that. And when you just talked about that, Will Capper, just right now I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Okay, so what's the top five rushing guys ever? Like, even so, you know, yardage, whatever. Walter Payton. Walter Payton was on terrible Chicago Bear teams. He was great. He was great running, one of the best ever, one of my favorite players of all time. Terrible teams. Earl Campbell, that was Houston Oilers, never won anything. Barry Sanders, what do they win? You know, it's almost like Emmitt Smith's like the only guy off the top of my head that rushed for like a ton of yards that actually was on a winning team, to be honest.
Sure enough, and that really had so much more to do with the overall composition of that team, more so than even his contributions to it, in my opinion. You know, that team was like Hall of Famers, you know, almost every position on the roster.
And it doesn't mean you don't run the football for success, but it means you don't have that superstar. You know, you look, New England Patriots have won 6 Super Bowls in the last 17 years, running back by committee.
Yep, yeah, that's
never
right,
had
man.
One star running back over the years, not one.
Right. Granted, if you had Dave Gettleman on and interviewed him, and he was like, look, I wasn't sold on any of the quarterbacks in last year's draft. That's fine. Trade that pick down. Do not dedicate all of that draft capital to a running back. And, you know, as great as he will be, like, that will impair you from rebuilding your franchise. And, you know, you could have the next Barry Sanders, the next Adrian Peterson in Saquon Barkley. And it's a bad thing for you if you're a Giants fan this year, because he will keep you in games. He will win you games that you ought to be losing to completely, you know, rebuild this franchise and get a replacement for Eli Manning. Now, granted, letting Landon Collins walk away, signing a guy like Golden Tate, like, okay,
what are you
maybe
doing?
Maybe they are tanking. I have no idea. But it does not, you know, to me, with the way that this offensive line is structured, you know, expecting Eli Manning to go out there and perform anywhere close to the highs we've seen from him is laughable.
You know they're going to let him, they're going to start him again. I bet you they don't even draft a quarterback 6th overall. They're going to take, like, they'll go with Will Greer or something in the 3rd round. And, ooh, trust us with Eli.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
If we have an offensive liner, Eli this, if.
I like Will Greer, Gabe.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. To me, yeah, Gettleman's a clown. And we had Josh Norman on today, actually.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, we cold called him. So I said, I'm like, Josh Norman joins us. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, Josh. And stone cold, deadpan, he goes, shit, you guys are the ones that call me. He goes, I just answered. And I'm like, oh, God, this is going to go good.
Oh, boy.
I'm like,
rolled with it.
No, and I'm thinking, I'm like, I've always liked Josh Norman. I'm like, man, maybe he really is an asshole. I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be
a wild card.
And you know me, Cam. I know how to loosen him up a bit, right? And I said, man, I just told him, I said, wouldn't you rather be in the NBA smoking weed and making more money? And he said, damn right. He went on his big diatribe. Then he wouldn't shut up. Like, he was all laughing and he was cracking jokes. They just need to know they're not on the Mike and Mike show. You know what I mean? Like, what's he really
going? Yeah. You're not going to sabotage them. They need to know you could be trusted.
But he hates Gettleman. And we said, what about Gettleman, man? Because he ran him out of Carolina, right? And
yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Good call.
That's right.
And he goes, I hope you're happy in New York. He's a clown. He's a clown. Like, they didn't even hold him back. Like, all right, Will Cap, before we get you out of here, we had like 2 minutes or something like that. And we got to stay on the clock. We went over with Josh Norman today, and hell broke loose. So, what do you got tonight in the NBA? Since I've been so focused on college, what should I look at tonight in the association?
Okay, well, the huge rest disadvantage exists in favor of the Pacers. So them as a small chalk at home, when especially as their role players play so much better at home, that's a good look for me. I would have liked to have grabbed the under before it steamed like crazy. It's gone down like 3 points so far, and that makes sense. It's rare this time of year to see moves that big, so that's pretty clearly a sign of a sharp move on the under in that game, and it makes sense because OKC might have some tired legs. They're playing pretty poor offensively anyway. They just put all of it on the line to get that win against Brooklyn last night, so I could see them come out flat and really put up a pretty poor performance today. Orlando's in a free fall. I can't believe they're laying this many points to a Cleveland team who's playing pretty inspired lately. I'm going to stay well away from that one. And give me the Nuggets. The Nuggets are going to absolutely bury the Mavericks. They have really figured some stuff out with their rotations. They got Isaiah Thomas out of there, and they're getting the ball in, you know, into Monte Morris and Terrence Moore, which is a huge, huge, sign for them going forward. And I think they're worth laying double digits tonight at home against the Mavs. So those are my favorite two looks, Mavs and then Nuggets, and I'll probably.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I don't know what the hell the New York Giants are doing, Kev. Like, what's their plan, bro? Like, what's their plan?
Oh, I can tell you what their plan is. It's obvious. Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist or a Fanshawe grad to figure this one out. This is obviously a tank job. You can't go in with a quarterback, Eli Manning, a veteran receiver, Golden Tate, who's not even close to the receiver.
Yeah, but if it's a tank job, why do you even sign him? There's no need to sign Golden Tate.
But I'm just saying, you can't be that dumb as a general manager to make these moves, or maybe you can. Like, it's insane to me. Giant Nation must be, like, snapping right now. This is insane.
Listen, and it's not just, you know, I went off. Me and Ranieri got into a big fight about this, and a lot of people are anti-Odell, and I can get it. Listen, Odell's not a perfect dude, all right? He does do things that upset some people. I get it. They're not his teammates, but the organization. Cardano had a good point. He brought it up, and if you remember... When he urinated in the end zone like a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember, like, he got on his knees and he lifted his leg up.
Sorry, yes.
He took a leak on, like, the post in the end zone after a touchdown.
Yeah.
The Giants didn't like that.
No, they didn't like that one.
Yeah, the Maras are old school, Cam. They wouldn't like you or me. They're like Scotty Bowman. They'd be giving us dirty looks. Like, you're in a Giants press box, you're probably thinking, who's that guy? Who's that guy with the big head over there? Who's he with? You know what I mean? They wouldn't like me either. I'm probably going to be banned. I've called Gettleman a clown like 22 times in the last 20
years. Yeah, you're next.
I'm next. Well, for everyone ribs Dolan all the time. I don't know what the hell the Maras are doing. I don't know what the hell the Giants are doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you're hanging on to Eli. You let Odell go. You let Landon Collins go. You let Vernon go. Like, what are you doing? Are you rebuilding? Are you reloading? Are you trying to win? I don't know. It's baffling to me. You're attached at the hip. Look at Nick Foles, dude. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles, point blank. He won him a Super Bowl. All right, I'm not saying he was a superstar, but he came in, saved their ass, won a Super Bowl. In the end, they ended up giving him a bonus. They gave him like another $10, $13 million. They didn't say you're hooked up for life. It's like the Giants are overvaluing the two Super Bowls that Eli Manning has a job. It's like a publisher clearinghouse, Ed McMahon.
Cash for life, buddy.
He has a $5 million bonus coming in the morning now, Cam. Eli. You got to pay him another $5 million. It's a joke.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
We've got news. Thank you very much, Yang. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports News Update. A few moves in the NFL today, including a weird one that just went down. The Giants lose OBJ, but they got a receiver today. He's no Beckham. He's Golden Tate. Weird move here. Very strange. It's a four-year deal with a reported $37.5 million. More to come on this one. The New Orleans Saints have signed former New England Patriots defensive tackle Malcolm Brown to a three-year deal worth $15 million. The Bears, they continue to add parts. Interesting here, going in conference, Chicago has signed HaHa Clinton Dix to a one-year $3.5 million deal. Dix is going to replace Adrian Amos, who signed on with Green Bay. Clinton Dix is a former first-round pick. He had 79 tackles, one sack, three picks, and two forced fumbles in 2018. And the Seattle Seahawks have re-signed talented linebacker K.J. Wright to a two-year $15 million extension. He spent his whole career, eight seasons with Seattle, and Seattle has now brought back all three linebackers from last season, signing Michael Hendricks on Wednesday. The Jets releasing Isaiah Crowell after picking up Le'Veon Bell. Crowell ran for 675 yards, six TDs last year. College hoops bonanza. We're going to keep up with everything right now. Great one in the Big East. I'm happy for you, Gabe. You got money to bet for tonight. Xavier holding off Creighton, 63-61 the final. Number 25, Villanova taking out Providence early, 70-62. Big 12 action. We have Iowa State beating up on Baylor, 83-66. This one just in. It looks like Kansas coming back. They're up on TCU, 69-61 with 12 seconds left. ACC tournament, Virginia taking out NC State, 76-56. And Virginia Tech and Florida State. Wow, what a good one here. 54-53 Hokies with 103 to go. We got some more action going down in the Big Ten. Ohio State slipping past Indiana, 79-75. SEC, Florida over Arkansas, 66-50 the final. Pac-10, very tight one. Washington, 77. USC, 75. 8 seconds left in this one. So this is a very tight game going down to the wire. Atlantic 10, Rhode Island hammering LaSalle, 76-57 today. In the American Conference, we have UConn beating South Florida, 80-73. MAC action, Buffalo all smoking Akron, 82-46. Mountain West, very tight game right now going on between Boise State and Nevada. This one is tied late. We'll see what happens there. And the Toronto Blue Jays have sent prospect Vlad Guerrero Jr. down to a minor league camp. Guerrero's MLB, he's the top MLB prospect. He suffered a left oblique injury back in March of 8th of 2019. Major League Baseball introducing several changes for 2019 and 2020. Several changes going to effect in 2019 include the elimination of the August waiver trade period, making July 31st the only one. An all-star selection where the fans can vote for the top three at each position in each league to determine the starters for the Midsummer Classic will be implemented. Home Run Derby winner gets a cool $1 million. There'll also be less time between innings, and mound visits will drop from 6 to 5 per game. In 2020, roster sizes from 25 to 26, the 40-man active roster limit in September will be eliminated. The 3-batter minimum for pitchers will go into place, and the minimum time a player spends on the injured reserve list moves from 15 to 20 days. Round 2 of action at the TPC Sawgrass, the Players Championship round 1. Why do I keep on saying round 2? It's Thursday today. Anyway, Tommy Fleetwood is your leader, the Brit, 7 under. He shot a 30 on the back 9, been on 1 shot back, still on the course. Lots of players. 6-pack of NBA action tonight. Oklahoma City at Indiana, Pacers minus 1, 218 is your total. Cleveland at the Orlando Magic, Magic Lane 8.5, 211.5. Sacramento at Boston, Celtics 7.5 point favorites, 227. Lakers in Toronto, the Raptors laying 9, 232.5. Minnesota at Utah to face the Jazz. Jazz 8-2-22. And Denver is Dallas is at Denver. The Nuggets laying 11.5, 221 is your total. More college news. Duke star Zion Williamson cleared to play tonight in the ACC opener versus Syracuse. He missed over 3 weeks with a grade 1 knee sprain. The Naismith Trophy winner, 22.4 points, 9.2 rebounds, and 2.3 assists in 25 games this year. So that's all the news there, everybody. 10 games in the NHL tonight. Gable and I will go all over the board. Tons of college basketball, NBA, and 10 games on the NHL slate tonight. Stick around, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart. He's the host, Gabe Morenzi. This is Red Heat and Rage. Stay tuned.
Game time decisions.
Game time decisions. Red Heat Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports on Radio Network. Level 2. Good job, Cam. Big East tournament action continues. I just was in the...
A lot of scores, man. Whew, it's hard to keep up with all this stuff. I only got one screen. I'm like,
Well, at least
I love this time of the year. It's at my least, favorite.
Yeah, you've got something and something to update. Sometimes kind of slow.
But I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something, Renzi. And this is what bothers me. You don't have to worry about this, but here's my rant for all you people here. So this network that we know very well with five channels. So they have everything. They have the NCAA on one of their five channels today. Okay, I can kind of deal with that, even though you should probably have two or three. And I'm watching SEC tournament action, Gabe. They're not giving me Big East. Big East is my region. Hell, I can watch Buffalo in the MAC. Why the hell am I getting SEC tournament games? I don't want to watch Auburn and Missouri play. You know what I mean? Like, I got other games going. Like, I just don't understand why they give me the SEC when we're in the Northeast. Anyway, that's my beef.
I'm surprised they have... They have any
game. Stupid. No, they just randomly select stuff. It's like, oh, okay, you know, we got the tournament rights. We'll throw this Auburn game on. Who cares? You know, but I would have liked to see the Creighton game, but good news for you. Xavier gets it done. That got a little bit scary, and now we got some monies in the account. It went in, and it's a nicer number than it was before, buddy. So a little bit of room to deal with tonight.
Space. Will Capper really nearly mushed that thing.
I told you, man, the guy's scary. I believe in powers like that. That's why I told him to, like, you know, I know it sounds really stupid and whatever, but me and you bet a lot, and I've had people do it, my friends. They don't do it anymore. Like, I've been sitting at people's houses, oh, this one's a lock. Like, I've had three goal leads in hockey, boom, three goals, losing overtime. Like, I go, guys, don't say stuff like that. You know what I mean? Crack jokes, say whatever you want. Hell, make fun of me, anybody. Just don't talk about the game. Just anything but this game we're talking about. I know. You know what I'm saying, Morenzi? I'm superstitious like that, and you know too, man. Like, it was crazy. They had a 9-point lead when we had that conversation, and boom, Creighton just tied it up. It was nuts.
I'm actually not as superstitious about those things as you are, but
I know you
hate that. I don't really think that what people say. I think it's just sort of. I just knew the game wasn't over. I mean, come on, they're up by 8 points with 4 minutes left. It's not over.
Nothing anybody can say can change a game. I just basically what you said. I just don't like it because. I just don't like when we're having a good vibe to change the vibe or
you know who flips about that stuff?
Who?
Brian Blessing.
Yeah.
Dude, we were in Vegas, so I was doing the show. I used to do the show in Vegas at Don Best Studios, so I'm doing a show there. It was the Masters, and it was the old Freddie Couples first round under par, or you know what I mean? It was like par Freddie Couples, and I love that Freddie Couples prop. Old sweet Freddy, man. He can smooth Freddy. He can play that course drunk. You know what I'm saying? But his back gives out by Saturday, right? Those first two rounds, though, Cam, he brings it. You know, like. So basically, he's cruising, dude. We're like, man, he's gonna go easy over, like easy under 72 here. We're cruising along. Freddy hits a wall, starts missing a few shots.
Yeah.
Basically, it comes down to like the last hole. Johnny Liquor in Vegas goes, it's a lock. He's going to par this easily. Dude, it came down to like an 18-foot putt type thing. Blessing nearly hit him. Like, Blessing looked over and said, I swear to God, Johnny, if I lose this, I apologize for what I'm going to do to you. Like, and even after we won, like, Blessing was literally mad. You don't do that before a guy about to hit the putt. And, like, Blessing was pissed. Johnny Liquor.
Another. We got overtime too, Gabe. Virginia Tech and Florida State heading to overtime. Oh, yeah. Some great action today. Yeah.
March Madness.
You got it.
Game Time Decision continues.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
So I guess all that talk about Gettleman having a plan and rebuilding and reloading and, nah, man, you don't have a wide receiver. You got to get some offensive linemen. You got to spend some money on the defense. It's like hold my beer while we give Golden Tate $37.5 million. Cam, $37 million.
It's insane.
And you have $23 million guaranteed. You just gave him $23 million. You have $16 million of dead cap space on Odell Beckham. Why didn't you just keep Odell Beckham? Wow. They signed a wide receiver the next day. If you say no, they're drafting a bunch of offensive linemen. They're going defense. We're going smash mouth. We're going meat and potatoes. They turn around and sign a wide receiver. You got to be kidding me, man.
No, I'm flabbergasted, man. Like, this is nuts. Like, out of the last thing you need is Golden Tate. Like, it makes no sense. I don't know what they're doing. It's almost like they've been hired by another team to implode their team.
No, you're right.
It's like the Dallas Cowboys hired Gettleman. It's like, do it. Come on, you can do it. Yeah, just pick up Tate.
No. You're exactly right. That I said this morning, actually, Cam. If you think about it, who are the two, like, most stable franchises in the National Football League over the years? Like, since you and I have been kids. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
Dude, the Steelers have had three coaches. Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin. They've had three coaches. Can the Bills have had three coaches in, like, the last 5 years. Like, the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's like Abe Simpson says, you can set your watch to them. Same coaches, no cheerleaders, no drama, no BS. They're just a football organization. Just a football organization. New York Giants, same thing. Say what you want about the Giants, whether you liked them, whether you hated them. Always just been that, you know, in the old days, Bill Parcells, and even after with Tom Coughlin, sort of military-like, you know, old school. You know, sort of like, you know, that old school, by the book, we don't do drama. We're the Giants. Like, we just win games. We win divisions. You guys go and sign free agents and do this stupid shit. We're going to drop players, and we're just going to be this blue-collar lunch pail team that spits out a Super Bowl every 5 or 7 years. Look at them now. It's a great call that you stated. Like, it's almost like Gettleman is like a spy that's come here to destroy them. He did this in Carolina. He ran Josh Norman out of town. He ran D'Angelo Williams. He started to piss Cam Newton off. When they were doing a contract with Greg Olsen, it got so bad, I guess, like, ownership had to come in and say, listen, he's going to screw this up, and Greg Olsen's going to leave. And they finally got rid of him. You saw D'Angelo Williams is, like, ripping him on Twitter. Josh Norman today called Gettleman a clown. And not, all these guys aren't, like, just all bitter. Like, Norman said today he's a snake. He said Gettleman's a snake. And, dude, he ran Steve Smith out of Carolina, Cam.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is what he does. It's almost, it reminds me of Shapiro
players.
Almost in Toronto. It's like he's come to just basically get rid of everybody except Eli. Like, I don't know what the hell this guy's plan is. And the thing is, okay, you have a plan. You're trading Odell. I heard it all. We're not going to win now. We're going to rebuild. We're going to get an offensive line. We're going to draft a new quarterback. Then you don't give $23 million guaranteed to Golden Tate. Like, they don't know. I don't know what the hell they're doing, bro. Like, it's comical.
No.
Like, they're more dysfunctional than the Mets or Jets, bro. Like, you and I even agree. The Mets have a nice roster this year. Like,
they sure do.
Yeah. The nice Giants pitching. They're next to the Knicks. They're giving the Knicks a run for their money right now.
I can't believe what's happening with the New York Giants. I know we'll talk to Joe the Fish Galina, a good friend of ours here. He's probably, like, snapping
right
now.
Yeah, where is Galina? Get him on.
Yeah, Yeah, we should talk to the fish.
Joe the Fish. Does he know I call him Joe the Fish yet? Did you tell him?
We call him Joe Fish Market, but I think the fish market has just become the fish. I think you'll
Joe
appreciate
the Fish.
Reference to seafood, like Colonel Kurtz. You got good nicknames. But you're right. Like I'm looking at the Giants, and they're running this organization like the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like it almost feels like there's a mutiny from the inside. You can't look at me not drunk and go, how is Golden Tate going to help your team? Like, how the hell is Golden Tate going to help the New York Giants? What are you doing? No, we'll get to see. We'll prove our point. I want to see what that first draft pick is, Gabe. Now that they've done this, the only smart thing they could do is basically, after doing something like this, is trade it away and stockpile. They might just pick some guy, like some second or third round guy. Like, you know what I mean? And just put him up there. Who knows what these guys are going to do right now? The way they're running the organization, it's like they're wasted.
Wow.
It's shocking. No, we got a lot of giant fans at the station. I know Galen he's hardcore. Like all these guys, they must be losing their minds. Like, you know, it's nuts to me. Like it's I can't even I would dare some person to like come on and you know like write an essay. Give me points to say how this is good for the Giants. You lose Olivier Vernon to your rush end. I can't believe Landon Collins is one of the best young players in the league. You don't get rid of guys like that. Those are staples. How did Seattle win our Super Bowl game? We had the Legion of Boom. We had Thomas in his prime. Cam Chancellor. You talked about it. Russell Wilson on a QB rookie deal. That's how you do it, and you keep those pieces there. And then you're rolling out a geriatric quarterback with a possession receiver.
Wow.
Like, what the hell are you doing? And you get rid of your best defensive player. Well, that's the thing. If you had Josh Norman on Gettleman, like where does this guy get his credentials from? Like, what school did he go to run an NFL team? Me and you could do this wasted at Jack Doyle's.
DeVry,
you could do a better job. Yeah, yeah, DeVry, University of Phoenix.
Don't bash Phoenix.
No, that's what's another one? Southern New Hampshire.
The Southern New Hampshire's coming on. Yeah, well, yeah, my best Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I work from home. No, Grand Canyon's a, yeah.
At least Grand Canyon has a campus, yeah.
That's the thing. Grand Canyon, you go to school. Southern New Hampshire and these other ones are like.
No, but Grand Canyon's also online camp. Grand Canyon was like online, and they were like, you know what? Let's differentiate ourselves and just like build a little campus. Yeah. Right? So they basically built like it was small, but it's ever expanding, man. Like they're really coming on now. Like that. The school is booming. It's owned by Wall Street hedge funds. It's the only school that admits they're for profit. Like Grand Canyon University is a business. Like you can invest in them. Yep. They're a business. The school is a business. And Arizona State and Arizona hate them. They're right near Arizona State. Like they're down the road type thing. And Arizona State, people laugh at it. It's not as bad of a school as people say it is. Right?
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, yeah, they party and stuff, but Arizona State's a good university. It's a lot of money to get in Arizona State. And, like, next to Grand Canyon and Arizona and stuff, so they're doing well there. You know, so, and Becky, Lori Loughlin, and who's the other one? The guy from Fargo and his wife. So, you know, the whole thing with their kids.
Macy?
They bribe people. Yeah, Macy. It's funny, Macy pissed off Arizona State because he's on a wiretap stating that when he bribed, so they paid the money for the daughter, and he said, so we're talking about like Stanford, USC, or Georgetown, or Yale, or something like that. And he said, just to be clear, you know, what school is she going to get into after? And he said, just to be clear, USC, Stanford, or Georgetown, or something like that. And then he said, this better not be all this for Arizona State. So people at Arizona State are like, F you, Macy. Your daughter's too stupid to come here. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, so he took a shot at Arizona State. Like, we're not bribing you to get my daughter in Arizona State.
That's awesome. I read some weird thing today. I think this story just came out too, Gabe. It's not about that, but it has. And you know who's the shadiest golfer we know? Phil Mickelson. I think he's involved in some like teacher something thing.
Oh,
it's,
you
a,
can
it's
imagine.
A very complicated.
Phil would do something like this.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Phil got like asked a question. I think there's some leak.
What's
where
the criminal?
He's working with some kids.
I'm gonna look it up.
But,
I'll look up Phil. But what's
he denied
the...
it? Yeah, there's some. It's a huge story. Like we don't have time to go. Like it's gonna be once they like kind of like put it into parts because it's very very deep. But it's some like fudging scores and all sorts of other stuff. And he's like, I'm not involved. Me and Amy are not involved. So Phil's on the hot seat. What else is new? What a day.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports, the radio network, throwing it down, Studio 34's bunker in the pit, Midtown Manhattan, as we are across the street from Madison Square Garden. It's a little bit of a intermission right now between the afternoon session of games. Two games, Villanova beat Providence earlier in the day. Villanova covered the number. And Xavier and Creighton, real battle. And I'll tell you what, Cam, people are talking about the bubble. Creighton and Xavier were both on the bubble. Xavier now just 17 and 14, so they've got work to do. Yet, you and I talked about this yesterday, and in a week we were talking about each conference tournament and how they usually play out. And the Big East, man, there's no real dominant team. Remember, you, me, and Big Man talked about this, and we were sort of saying, you know, he said he thought St. John's and Seton Hall, both the local teams, were in play at bigger odds. I didn't disagree. I brought up Xavier, who's been playing well down the stretch. You know, Xavier, dude, they were like 7-6 or something like that. They're actually 17-14 now. Like, Xavier have quietly been on a tear camp for the last couple of weeks.
You're right.
And that's why I jumped on them. Hey, you know, they win another game tomorrow night. Suddenly they're in the final, and they're one win away from being in the NCAA tournament. One of these conferences, something special has to happen. Maybe it's the Big East.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a great point there. Yeah, when you were talking earlier about Georgetown, with just the ties they have to that arena, they're a nice dark horse. And you said it, Xavier was really bad at the start of the year, and then they're on a heater. It's a perfect time for them to go there. And they're still a program with pedigree, Gabe. You know, remember back in the day, like, they used to smoke the Cincinnati Bearcats and stuff like that. Like, they were the kings of Ohio. Ohio State couldn't – they don't want anyone want to get near Xavier. That's one of the things. The program's been on a little bit of a tailspin, but now, you know what I mean? All it takes is a little bit of a run. You get into the tournament, and I got to be honest with you, like, I think I wouldn't stand in Xavier's way. They can win another couple games. I like the Big East for betting the big pooches. In the Pac-10, Washington, USC got close, but they just slipped up to Washington. So when I look at divisions where we can make some money with dogs, I think the Big East is at the top of the list.
So we got a couple of games here tonight in the Big East. What's my total at now, Cam? Let me guess. Let's play the game. I'm going to say, I don't know, 179 to 181.
Higher. By a little bit.
All right, what, 186?
184.65.
Seems like we've been down this road before at 184.65.
I feel like this is Groundhog Day. I'm thinking about 17 shows where we've had this conversation where your count's been between 180, 172, and 184.65. It's a very popular number.
It just seems to be stuck in this range.
Yes, it's like, you're there. You're at the light, man. It's like, come on, turn green, baby. Turn green.
Nope. I want to get out to the book. Like, earlier today, I was like, you know, I'm just too busy. It's chaos here. We're doing a million. There's a bunch of shows going on. We got video here. We had guys. Carl was at my house the other day, as you know. So today was a disaster. The sunshine just blinded us. Our little scheme didn't work. And now we've got tint, like sort of like for your windshield, but it's for like TV. So now we're going tint. We're going to tint the window, except Carl's coming to my place at 7:30 in the morning, Cam.
7:30?
Yeah.
Aren't you going out tonight?
Yeah.
That's the best. You're going to, like, roll over with the pasties. Hey, Gabe, it's Carl. Like, he's instead of rolling over with, like, a woman, you know, you get to touch her skin. Yeah. Like, hey, Gabe, I got some laminate here.
No, I got a guy that's going to shake and tear up my living room condo.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, I got an exacto knife.
Yeah, here, he's going to put some tint on my windows for me.
That's it. Yeah, we need a darker tint.
And then Cardano just casually drops, and oh, yeah, by the way, we need the morning after to be an hour longer tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
It's already 3 hours, Ken.
we're on a basketball special tomorrow, Gabe, so we'll go through game-time decisions and everything
tomorrow,
six to eight. Six to eight, everybody. We're going to do we'll give you a pick for all the games, but mostly college basketball. We'll break it down, and it's a very busy day tomorrow in college hoops, too. So 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Gabe Morency hosting Red Heat and Rage Special Edition, 6 to 8.
Yeah, and we'll get Babano, and I think Big Man will join us tomorrow as well going into the weekend games. You know, we'll cap the games over the weekend, take a look at the tournament. And then next week, obviously, we'll be all over March Madness. But, yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, I was thinking, I was like, man. And it started off, too, where it was just going to be an hour game time decisions tomorrow. I was going to tell you. I was just about to text you earlier today. I was going to say, listen, we're just going to do an hour from 6 to 7 because of that high-stakes baseball league, that auction stuff. We're broadcasting that tomorrow. So I was like, all right, this is good. I'm doing the morning after from home. Going to do an hour game time decisions after at 6. I'm going to have the day. Even if I have a couple of drinks tonight, I'll get through the morning after, take a nap after, and whatever. No, and now it's turned into Carl showing up at 7:30 a.m. The show is 4 hours instead of 3 hours. And our one-hour optional show has turned into a mandatory two-hour show.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, buddy.
Yes,
I hate to say it, Morency. You're the captain of the team, and Coach Cardano says, I just need you to pull a couple extra innings, buddy. I know your pitch count's at 108, but we got to get you. We got to get you through this inning.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, yeah, it's the problem of being a pro.
I like Carl coming up on my house. So that's the best. I'm just gonna lean over for a Gatorade. Hey, Gabe, here's the tints. Okay, bud.
Hey,
that's early. That's early for visitors. Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one.
7:30 a.m.
That's a
Carl's coming
call.
Over.
Yeah, that's great. Well, yeah, too bad. I guess you can't do it on Saturday because Carl gets maybe he's got the weekend off. Because I know
we're
off Saturday and Sunday. Or
we're on the air tomorrow and on with the TV and everything. Like, so we got to have a good look. Today was kind of bad.
Yeah,
we could have just put the I have the banner actually. I could have just put the banner up, the backdrop, like a fantasy one. We were just going to go that route, and we got. I don't often get. I'm not going to say it's never happened. But I often don't get the personal email from the syndicated sports byline crew. But a couple ass bombs were dropped today. So, thing is, like, you figure, like, yeah, and what? It's 2019. Who cares? Yeah, we're on the radio in like Utica and Montana and South Carolina. You know what I mean? We're not on Sirius, Cam. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
On and still like AM. Like he said, he goes, bro, like you're on AM radio station in the Bible Belt and stuff. Like, you can't even just joke about an S-bomb. It was Josh Norman. Josh Norman started swearing. Like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean?
And, he's your guest.
Yeah. So Josh Norman swearing and, you know. Then I joked about him saying shit, and I meant to trail it off and say, you know, but they went through, so get the emails coming through after.
One of those days, eh, buddy?
Yeah, like, so that's like my new guy, Darren. I'm getting emails from Darren in San Francisco, Cam. I'm getting calls from all over America, bro. It's never like, hey, Gabe, great job. It's always like, Gabe, we got a problem. Like, you dropped an S-bomb, and Josh Norman swore a couple of times. I'm like, I can't control Josh Norman, man. Like, what do you want me to do? Like,
yeah, he, the guy's an NFL player. Like, he kind of talks the way he wants to talk, right?
Yeah, he doesn't
care. What are you
going
to say? Hey, how about Josh? Can you please tone it down? Instead of S-H-I-T, can you say sour? Like, yeah, no, you know,
Josh,
it's not happening
that way. It's a family program. Get rid of Josh Norman. Hang up on him. Go all sanctimonious and stuff. It's a family program.
It's a family program. That's great.
I still love Carl coming over at 7:30. That's my favorite part out of all your stories. That one, that's the best. Oh, God. That's wicked.
Yeah.
Right. It's the night right when you're going to the game, too, with Miller.
Oh, no. You can't make it up, Cap. Like, you can't. Like, the next day, a 7:30 a.m. game. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Well, at least I know I'll wake up.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Is the tint here, Mike, or did Carl take it? Hey, Mike, is the tint here, or did Carl take it, or do I need to take it tonight? Oh, yeah, I need to bring that after. Oh, he forgot it, all right. Okay, I could bring it. Well, if you're going to save him a trip, like a long-ass trip. I'm going to be all drunk carrying that down the street tonight, but it'll be all right. Great start, Kip. I was going to say, we're off to a great start. Carl forgot the tint here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, what? So what is it, just like, is it just like foil? Like kind of like a see-through kind of like a very...
No, so imagine like a black tint for your windshield, like a limo or something like that.
How thick is it?
And it's like, you... Okay, yeah. So you don't, it's not like glue though. So you don't stick it on. You put it on like a blind. Like, so we're going to take the blind out, we roll it down. Yeah, we tape it on type thing. And blocks the sun, right? So you'll be able to see the city without. Because I was thinking about that today, because we're like, man, we had this sort of thing, but it didn't work. And, you know, sort of like, you know, I'm sure you've seen, like City TV Cam. Or MTV Much Music type thing. You know what I mean? Like, you notice how, like, they sort of have it tinted with the window a bit?
Yeah, that's basically the way they do it is they have like that kind of, it's a curtain tint. So,
exactly.
It's like a movie sheen. Yes. It goes in and out or whatever.
So that's where we got this from a movie awesome. And film place. Like, as I was telling you the
production
other day.
House.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So that's what we got. Because I was thinking about the same thing. I was like, man, why are we having such a hard time? Like, you know, other people do it with the sun behind the window in the city and stuff, but they have the tint. So we tried to pull it off without the tint. We got the tint now.
Tint.
Man, my window. Cop's going to be dropped by my window. I got bright fluorescent lights.
Why has this
lights.
Guy got a tinted window? What's going on? What's going on in there?
You know who has bright lights and tinted windows? Weed growers.
That's true.
It really is.
High electric bills.
Oh, God. It's a good point. My electric bill. We're going to talk to management about that.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Welcome back to Red Heat and Rage. I'm the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. He will be back in a minute. Take a look at the scoreboard. Some crazy things going on in college basketball right now. Great game between the ACC. Florida State getting it done. Getting it done in overtime against Virginia Tech. That was a real, real tight game there. They get it done in overtime. So the Seminoles move on. Night session tonight. It's going to be very fun for Morenci to go down and watch a little St. John's basketball St. John's getting it done. Late game, too. That's the thing. The double session. These night games go to 9:30, 7 o'clock, 9:30. Dude, this dude's going to get home at like 2:30 in the morning, and then he's got to do a morning show. Sounds pretty busy.
The last ferry's at 10:30 or something like that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. $36, $40 Uber.
Oh,
stupid tolls through the Lincoln Tunnel, you know?
Yeah, I know. You know, when I left that day, my Uber ride was like 56.
I told Milhouse, I got to listen. I'd rather be going. I should be going to the semifinals tomorrow, Friday night, 6:30, doubleheader. Yeah. I could just get blasted and whatever Friday night. And like I said, I got Carl coming to my place at 7:30 in the morning. It's Thursday night, but whatever. Tonight's a special night. You got St. John's. I just ran downstairs to the bathroom. And I got a Brooklyn Net jersey on, and already some St. John fans. Like I got my Brooklyn jersey on. I was in a bathroom. Marquette fan says nothing. A couple of Georgetown Hoya guys in there talking to each other. Johnny fan comes in. Brooklyn in the house. Let's go, Johnny. I'm like, yeah, damn right. Let's go, Johnny. How do we not bet on him? All right, we got Tom from Long Island, who's not going to the game tonight. But we'll be representing for him this evening. I hit the over last night. We hit the Johnnies in the Moneyline Parlay last night. Total is like 148.5. I'm going to start digging in here and talk myself, like, why shouldn't I be taking the over tonight? What's going on, Tom? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How we doing? Pumped up for tonight, Gabe. I wish I could be there. You know, living in Long Island, that train to LIRR sucks. Just like you and the ferry. If you miss one train, you know, you got to wait in Penn Station for an hour and a half.
I hear you.
You know, I got work tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
it's like,
I'm going tomorrow.
It's the biggest. It's the biggest. You know, you got the most people, most populated, like 24-hour town.
It's
like,
whack,
get it
bro.
Together, man. Like, it's like you're living in the burbs.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, the city.
No sense.
The city
you
that
know
never
the Big
sleeps.
East tournaments on. Yeah, city
the,
never sleeps.
City that never sleeps. Oh, my ferry last one's at 10:15.
I know. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, I know.
Like, I thought New York was open to like 24/7, 365. I
yeah,
should be
but
able to
you
get
know,
a train out of there at 4 a.m.
The reason it isn't because people will be getting murdered in the streets at 4 a.m.
That's yeah. You bring up good points. Never really
like,
thought about that.
Yeah,
like, the Guardian Angels aren't around.
Yeah,
right?
Cam,
like,
you can't be leaving the Port Authority open all night, bro. All right, like
that's
bad
a good,
shit's gonna start happening.
You're alone. It's like clockwork.
It's like,
orange,
it's like right? Yeah, everyone 11 o'clock. You better chill out because bad shit's already gonna happen. You know what I mean? You leave shit open all night, and then oh yeah, it's a free for all. Yeah, so let's just get real about that. But no, it's true. I know, man. Listen, there's buses and stuff, but it's true. I'm looking at that. I'm like, damn, man. I got a show in the morning. I got to get out of here. Like, I can't make it, Cam, for the whole game. My plan is, to be honest, and Tom, you can answer me this. I don't know if you've been to a Big East. Can I leave in between games or no? I got to stay inside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're going to see people, you know, if you stay for the first game, nobody might not sit next to you for the whole first game, but somebody's going to come, you know, right after, you know, for the second game. You could obviously just can't come back in, but you could leave whenever you want.
Well, I can't come back in, though.
Right, you can't come back in.
No, that's what I was saying. Like,
that's a problem, then.
Yeah, like 25 minutes, Cam. It would be so bad to step outside for a few minutes.
It sounds like, what are you going to, a basketball game or you're going to prison? Like,
I know.
It sounds
like
you're not a lot of moving. You can...
I'm locked in. All I got to do is just yell out, Dolan sucks. I'll get kicked out right away.
It's true.
That's all it takes. Hey, I don't, whatever. I'm not, it's not a Nick game. Nah, it's 20. And you know what? It used to be 30. It's 25 minutes. So the second the other game's over, because I saw it today, then the clock started ticking right away. As soon as that Providence-Nova game was over, I saw the countdown started. So it's 20. I was sort of thinking, we'll see how my bet goes. You know, if I'm doing well and we win and, you know, I'm in a good mood, I'll stay for the first half of the Seton Hall game. But we'll see, dude. I don't know. But I can't be sitting at MSG at 1 in the morning, Cam. Like you said, I'm going to get home at 2:15 tonight, 2:30 in the morning. I got to be up with Carl knocking on my door at 7 in the morning.
Yeah. Hey, Gabe, it's Carl. I brought Tint and Dunkin' Donuts.
Like I said, I'm going to be all pasty in the mouth, hungover, drinking a Gatorade, Carl.
That's right.
Got to argue with Ranieri for 4 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, Tom, man, what do you think of the game tonight, Tom? What's your feeling about these guys? Are they going to show up tonight?
The only thing I'm nervous about, and you could look at the box score last night, all our stars played so well, but if you look at our bench, only one person scored 2 points. and I'm nervous somebody's going to get into foul trouble, and we just have no bench. And that's the one thing I'm nervous about. We already beat Marquette. And Shamari played well last night, and I'm hoping that he brings that energy again tonight, because we all know how he does in big games. He sometimes he's not even on the court, really. But last night, he dropped 18, and, he really played well. I'm just hoping that, everybody just stays out of foul trouble, and then, I don't know, do we slow the ball down, or are we going to keep up tempo like last night? A lot of people I was reading on the Johnny's forums, they want to slow it down a little bit and, work the clock. I don't know if I technically agree with that. I feel like St. John's games is up-tempo.
The team better than I do, Tom. You know the team better than I do, but I've watched them quite a bit this year, and it seems to me they're at their best in transition. When they play the defense, they block a shot, they swat a ball, they poke a ball loose. And I'm not saying play, run and gun, but you notice when they play defense, it leads to transitional offense points for them. Like, it's when I watch, they're not a good shooting team, right? So it's not like, the shots will drop, and you have all these smooth strokers out there that are just, dropping threes. They're not like that. They have to earn their points, these guys. And it's almost like when they work hard defensively, it leads to quick, fast-break points. So they're not a great half-court team. They're kind of a weird team in a sense. They're like a streetball team. Like, they're not a good shooting team, but they don't really have a good half-court offense. They're a weird team, St. John's. Like, you can't really say, they're great at that, or they're really good at this. What they do, they have a ton of heart. And, I think basically I hate to say it, but yeah, somebody wants to bet the over. I think the best way to go with Marquette tonight is try to punch him in the mouth, to be honest. Marquette are more talented, right? If you start running with him, it could be a problem. But I think St. John's can punch him in the mouth. It's up to 3.5 right now, guys. I've been climbing all day, man. It was 2.5, it was 3, it was 3.5. And we have the same number in the nightcap, Cam. What do you think, Cam, of these games? Are you going to be taking St. John's here? And then Georgetown plus 3.5 or Seton Hall or... To me, Seton Hall are better as an underdog as well. Like, you're getting Georgetown plus 3.5. I want both dogs tonight, St. John's and Georgetown. That's what I'm looking at.
No, you bring up great points, and that's the thing. I think a lot of these teams that carry the chip on their shoulders, I like to take them as dogs. What did Seton Hall do in that game against Marquette? It was a nice little 18-0 run to end the game there. I like them in the underdog position as well, Gabe. I think Georgetown, though, what Big Man said, I think they're a very dangerous team. I think they're also playing a lot better. They're getting more comfortable. I think the venue will be big, and I think the players are ready for the moment. I like Georgetown. That's the game I'm going to be betting on. The St. John's game, it's tough. We've seen
and
how
another
good
thing
Marquette,
is too, Cam.
We've seen
too.
How good Marquette can be, though, Gabe.
With Seton Hall. Seton Hall's New Jersey. It's not New York.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been here. I've never seen Tom once in my life, someone in New York City wearing a Seton Hall jersey. You know what I mean? So it's not like St. John's is more of the home game tonight. You know what I mean? It's not, here's
Gabe,
Dave Martinez. I think
Seton Hall
Martinez.
Fans are
going
to come in, though.
I know Seton Hall fans are going to come in. But it's not the same as St. John's at the Garden. You know what I mean? All right, Dane's a Cuse guy.
I'm hoping the Johnny fans can pack that out, but I mean, Seton Hall, they hate the Johnnies. I feel like they will be there for that first game, just to more or less just root against St. John's and not make it a more home court advantage.
So
I would do the same. I would do the same if Seton Hall was playing first. Or,
do you guys hate each other? How much does St. John's and Seton Hall? Is there a hate there? Because
oh yeah. And I don't know if you guys remember the first game we played this season.
Yeah.
There was a whole controversy where the Big East then, said after the game, listen, the refs made a mistake. What happened was St. John's was, I think, down by one or up by one, and Seton Hall had the ball. They were, putting the ball in play, and the guy just threw it out of bounds, and the ref said, it hit off St. John's guy. And
that was the night of the national championship or the college semifinal.
Yes.
I remember that. I was in Vancouver. I bet that game. We backdoored it. We covered by like half a point.
I lied better the game actually on Seton Hall because St. John started off like 17-2, I think the score was at one point. I lied better Seton Hall that game because I was like, they're going to make a comeback, and I should have done a money line.
Dude,
but I think
John's,
I got like 9 points.
St. John's really are. They're like giving money to a dude in the park for weed. And it's like sometimes they show up with good weed, and it's like, man, that guy's cool. No, that guy in the park, George Washington, he's a cool dude. Showed up. Sometimes they don't, and it's like, man, I got ripped off. That's St. John's. Like, I don't know what is going to show up tonight. Like, Mike Cardano went there, actually.
Are you speaking of Roy, Gabe, where he just pedaled away?
Our boy Roy.
Roy, thanks.
Thanks,
he
Roy.
He took our money and pedaled away. Thank you, Roy. Smart kid.
He did.
Got to hand it to Roy.
Carl's back. I'll see you at 7:30 in the morning, Carl.
Hey, and real quick, before I let you guys go, I hope you guys don't get mad at me. I don't know if you're cool with this guy, but the TV channel Stars is doing a betting TV show called Action, and they're starring this scammer Vegas Dave. I don't know if you guys are cool with him.
I never heard of Stars.
One of his plays. Oh, Stars. It's like HBO. It's the other thing of HBO. So they got. I know Kelly in Vegas is starring in Vegas Dave. I'll tell
you
one
thing
about Vegas.
No, they did the feature on gambling. Yeah, no Vegas Dave. I know. And listen,
I paid for one of his picks once, and my buddy who I didn't know paid for his pick.
And he both
sides. We got opposite games.
Yeah.
We got opposite teams. Opposite team.
Yeah.
Not good.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised. This guy so much publicity.
Yeah. I'm surprised that HBO. It goes to show the legendary HBO would do so little research to realize that the guy's a boiler room guy that gives both sides of games. And you give him this platform. Remember Vegas Dave, too? He's also the guy who always has, like, you know, some hot-looking trophy chick that he probably hires.
He wears the Kangol. He's the guy who wears the Kangol.
No, he's not the guy who wears the Kangol, no. No. He doesn't wear a Kangol, no. So he dresses in team jerseys and wears a backward hat and stuff. So what he does?
His name. He was just arrested.
Yeah, because exactly, he was using multiple SIN numbers. But this guy's smart, bro. I'll give him credit for being a hustler. He ain't no capper. But you know what he does? He bets $1 million on the Super Bowl, and then he posts the ticket for real, and then everybody jumps on board. And he does it like in front of like a hot chick, in front of the Lamborghini, and he's like, "Yo, I got fat stacks of cash. I bet $1 million on the Super Bowl." And then people are like, wow, this guy's a high roller. He's for real. I remember he was going to the games even. He went to the championship game in Atlanta, and he even had a thing. I have $5 million on this game. He had a banner. And he got all kinds of pub, and it obviously worked for him. But what he does is, like Tom just said, he gets $1 million ticket, and then he goes plays the other side.
Right.
And he gets like $10 million in free freaking advertising.
Yeah, unbelievable.
He plays them.
Hey, when you lived in Vegas, did anyone know of this guy? Like, he claims he ruled every casino. He's banned from every casino.
He never walks.
Does anyone know this guy?
No, they know him as sort of a hustler. Look, I can't say too much because he'll sue me. But yeah. I wouldn't, I don't buy picks from him. I'll put it that way.
I see the images, Dave. You're right. He's got like a picture of him in a pink shirt with like five.
The guy with the Kangol cap cam is.
I know him. He's good.
Krakenberger.
Yeah. So I got these guys mixed up. I know what you're talking about now.
Krakenberger's on the up and up.
No, he seems like a good guy.
Krakenberger's on the up and up. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tommy.
Hey, have fun tonight.
Yeah, you're right, Moranci. I see pictures of this guy. This is the guy. I got these guys swapped up.
Vegas Dave. Yeah, he looks like a hustler.
He's slick.
Yeah. Give him credit. He's got an HBO series out of it. I guess that's why HBO's going bankrupt.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Don't put him down as arrogant.
His mind is not for rent.
His mind is not for rent. Don't put him down as arrogant. Yeah, good stuff, Rush. You know, where's our boy Milhouse, actually? I forgot. Let me check my jacket. What? Where's my phone?
Is he coming? Where are you meeting him? At the studio? Or
I don't know. I told him the fourth floor here, but Rose kind of,
I don't know. He found it before when we were in the building. He's been in that, Ray. He's been there before.
He's smart. No, you're right. No, you're exactly right.
I remember.
Ro can, boy, be a little annoying, but he actually is not. he's not dysfunctional. You know what I mean?
No, he's yeah, like, very functional.
Yeah, like we went to the Rutgers-Michigan game, and he's busting. He snuck beers in. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's on top of it. But, yeah, and even Ro, I'm like, where the hell is this guy? And I'm looking at the text because, like I said, he is a little Milhouse-ish. But he's basically said he's in Versa. He goes, I'm in Versa having a beer chilling.
Oh, nice.
Ro's got going. But he also said, I don't think I'm allowed to get in where you are. We're sitting in a pit here.
He'll be fine. He'll figure it out.
All right. I will. I'll tell him on the next commercial break. I'm going to go find Ro here. Junior update, okay? I'm going to go get Ro.
Yeah. Maybe Julio can call in tonight. His Chicago State, they lost 86-49 today to New Mexico State. They got smoked.
All right. I'll tell him.
Tough year for those guys.
They're terrible.
Tough year.
I will come down to Versa. Stand in front of elevator. I wouldn't be so concerned, Cam, but he has my ticket.
I think you'll be okay.
I don't panic.
Yeah, you know, no need to panic.
Yeah, and unlike going to the game with the Preds, I'm not getting gouged for $600 here.
That's a good point. He hasn't texted me back for the money, and he caught me at a bad time. If I would have known, no. The bottom line was, you invite somebody.
I paid him a couple of bucks for you and me.
Okay.
I said, hey, listen, thanks. Don't worry.
Don't you think I would have had you over to watch the game at my place? $400. Are you kidding me?